Think I better leave right now, 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 now. short a ghost, water running in the bathroom sink. I listed sideways from my bed and threw my body down the hall. Forearm the ledge I break and smear the steam to find my face. Imagine my confusion and my horror. My body said to me as if to another, baby, I'm not.
Who's of live shows. Grapes of Wrath are going to be at the Broom Factory October 22nd. That is next Wednesday.
Where has this month gone?
I don't know, but we were saying you and I are both going to shows this weekend, but we're going to be in different places.
Yes.
All right. And like, do you go on your own? Do you go by yourself sometimes?
Yeah, I have a problem with it. Yeah.
I find you know people when you get there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, it was something I learned a long time ago that it's like, just go. Just go enjoy. Worst case scenario, you're there for the music and you can enjoy it anyways, but it's Kingston. You'll know someone.
You'll know someone. And maybe don't drag people to your nerdy show unless you're sure that they're going to like it, because then right. You're going to worry about them.
Yeah, and it brings you down.
Right. That's sort of my music festival thing. People are often surprised. Like, I'll go by myself sometimes, but it's like, I want to see who I want to see when I want to see them.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a fun person to hang around with? No. So, yeah, absolutely. And so I know we know a lot of people at both of these shows. We're talking about the shows I'm heading to are The Wilderness. We're about to play another song from them because it is their swan song. They're actually disbanding. Yeah. And these are their two final shows, tonight and tomorrow night at the Broom Factory. So many emotions. The Wilderness, their very first live performance was on this very show on Indie Wake Up Call.
That's amazing.
I know. And we've had them in for live sessions and just general sit downs. But the emotion of seeing The Wilderness. They were the first band I saw after the pandemic. We all went over to Howe Island and Dave hosted Rockin' on the Rock like as soon as he could. I think he got the go-ahead like 4 days before.
Wow.
And there were The Wilderness with a bunch of other Kingston bands. It was so good. I think what we know is that Jonas specifically doesn't really call it in, you know?
Right.
For anyone that was McKinnon a few summers ago, he needed medical attention at the end of his show. That's not what I'm hoping for. Like, that's the thing. You're not our clown, Jonas. Like, we want you to go and have a great time and don't hurt yourself, especially because it's two nights and I'm on night
right.
two. Don't hurt
yeah.
yourself tonight.
Yeah.
But
that's got to be really hard, though. Like, you know, hometown show, last two shows, like, how do you not give it your all both days?
And it's in the lyrics of virtually every Wilderness song. They've shared a lot of feelings with us about where they've been, where they're at, and now we're gonna near the end of the show play their final song, which is so it's so introspective, but also I think it's a love letter to all of us that are going to be there singing and dancing and sharing. And I mean, there might be a tear shed. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, coming up, we're going to play Dancing in Dive Bars Going Back.
And then some gifts for people who made requests last week that we didn't get to. We have some Joe, some Faye Webster, some Doja Cat, and then Gloin. Gloin has new music.
Amazing. I don't think the other students requested that
one. No, that might have been my request.
Anyway, thanks for everyone who came around last week and made all those requests. We're getting to some of them now.
And you're the queen of the cheap seats. We're gonna spend all the money that our landlord needs from you and me. We'll wear our fanciest clothes and walk out in the snow and head north of the main drag where the cab drivers drink alone. Let's go dancing in the dark bar on the darkest side of town. They've got a bombshell cover band and they're playing too loud. But I'm getting paid at midnight and all those other bills can wait. I'd rather spend my spend my night dancing in the dark.
I carry a name. That's not that bad. Because it's pictures of you that I'm scared of. I try not to blame. I just carry the name. And rejection's a new with a new love. It's never the same. I just carry the name. Met another man. No, he wasn't like me. Had some intent. I got a message from Japan, and it made me feel good. I am that man. I still miss pictures of you that I'm scared of. Try not to blame. Carry the name. And rejection's a new way to new love. But it's never the same. But I'm here when you need.
Thank you.
got some Wolf Alice we just listened to. Cindy reminiscing about...
It's going to be on my year end.
Yeah. Little B-52s vibe in there.
Did sound like the ladies from the B-52s. The album's called The Clearing. Track's called White Horses. That's a band called Wolf Alice. And yeah, love the album. Just go listen to the whole thing. I'm really bad at listening to entire albums lately.
Yeah.
So I feel when people start with their lists, and I was mentioning earlier, like year-end lists. They're coming, and they arrive too soon for me. But it's also, can I weigh in if I haven't actually listened to the entire album? And I would say no, but will I? Yes. What do you have for this year? Do you have any that's really stand out? And it's hard, like, off the cuff to remember, because I like to go back to my former playlist, and as we've been going through the year, because, like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But do you do a little mini list, or what do you do?
I haven't, but I feel like we should start thinking about that.
Yes.
For end of year. There's been some pleasant surprises this year, listening to music that I haven't in the past, and being like, yeah.
That's
like, Saya Gray has been something I've really been digging. Nemesis.
Shortlisters.
So, yeah, some Polaris prize.
Polaris, we learned things. Yeah. And maybe that's what I do like about the year-end list. It's like, I don't know most of these. I'm going to go listen to them.
Yeah.
I will chime in with my own thoughts, but bring it. Bring me those lists.
Jenny Beth is another one. Not Canadian.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's good.
See?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the singer from Savages.
You have played this on the show. Yes, I do remember now. But I did not remember. So last year what we did for Indie Wake Up Thursdays is we created a couple of shows that we pre-recorded so you could listen to them over the holidays or pick them up off the website, where we did our favorite songs and albums, and then we did our favorite Canadian songs and albums, and then we did our favorite live shows that we saw.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, start making notes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a great way to sort of go out and just reminisce, because I think the live shows matter.
Well, and we were talking about a live show is a different feel, because it's not the perfect instrumentality or like the combination of musicians and mixes that you get in studio, and so sometimes you're getting things that are a little more raw and a little more pure.
I think so. I love me a good studio album. I love Nerds, and I love Tweak, like all the little things they need to do to make those beautiful records. But yeah, the live shows, it is more raw, authentic, and so on. So speaking of which, we're playing another Wilderness song because we're saying goodbye to them. They're going to do stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to do stuff.
I feel like the title of this track and the title of this album is telling of maybe it's not over.
Complicated feelings. Are you sad that the band is breaking up? Struggling with complicated feelings? This is on their own Instagram. Call 1-833-326-WILD and leave us a message. Terms and conditions apply. Calling this hotline will not fill the gaping void left in your soul from the band parting ways. Standard network rates apply. I love these guys. So yeah, go check on Instagram. They've been putting up beautiful photos of their shows. And we are talking about The Wilderness, of course. Thursday, Friday night, completely sold out. So townies that didn't get tickets, we learn lessons. Don't try to get in. I know you're trying to get in. And even Jonas was on his Instagram story saying, I've been hearing from you. We'll try.
Yeah.
But get
you
those
had
tickets.
Lots of time. We told you.
We told you.
You gotta listen to the Indie Wake Up Call.
You have to. Okay, so we're going to... What else do we have coming up?
Got some LaRaw, some Opus Kink, and then I think we'll end it off with a little bit more spooky vibes with some American Horror Story.
Yes. And stay tuned. Like, second half of October, we know it's going to get creepy. Yeah, and technically,
it's getting spookier.
Next Thursday is not our spooky show, but I think there's going to be more.
It'll be spooky adjacent.
It's going to be spooky adjacent. All right. Complicated Feeling. This is the last single from The Wilderness. Here it comes.
Take it in. I know what you're thinking. For someone I'll never be. Wait a minute. have died. I'm sorry that I just can't take it, but no, I'm sorry I've been on the run. I want us back. I'm sorry that I never called you back. Sorry that I didn't ask you how you doing after all the time. I'm sorry that I just can't take it back. No, I'm sorry I've been on the run. I want us back. I've been on the run. I want us back.
what a banger.
Yeah.
I'm a Pretty Showboy from Opus Kink.
Such a pretty song.
A great way to end the show.
I feel like we had a lot of horns this week.
So many horns.
Yeah.
So many. And more to come because if you're listening at 11 a.m. this morning, we've got a live session. Of course we do. But this one goes back to the Broom Factory a year ago. And Rue was with us. And then Josh filmed it. And Liam interviewed them. And it was a fantastic night. Well, we're going to air that at 11 a.m. here as we say goodbye to the wilderness. They have their two final shows that I'm going to be going to tomorrow night. I'll give you
represent.
I'll put some stories up on Indie Wake Up Call. If you're not following Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram, what are you doing? Anyway, you report back to me.
Yes.
We've got some reporting. And
absolutely.
Millie will be back. She's on reading week and we're going to get her our whole co ready.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. She's
so prepped. She is so ready. Battle of the Bands.
Oh, we're sending her to Battle of the Bands to follow me. Yes, yes, yes. So much, so much. Okay, so amazing. All right, well, we'll be back next Thursday. When are you back on the air? I know you have multiple things you do here at CFRC.
Wednesday. So you'll hear me Wednesday afternoon, and then you'll hear me again on Thursday.
Amazing. Well, another great show. Flew by. All right, stick around. We got Coastin, and like I said, 11 a.m. Wilderness Live at the Broom Factory from a year ago. And Indie Wake Up Call is out for another episode. See ya.
Bye.